KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has called on communities to stand together and assist police in the fight against crime. Ntuli made the remarks at the Oasis Church, where he attended a Good Friday service in Umlazi yesterday. He says crime levels impact not only the province's economy, but the livelihoods of the people.
We live in fear when there's crime in our province and in our communities. Community policing, for some of us to volunteer as safety structures or community safety structures so that we fight against crime in our areas.
A four-year-old boy is in a critical condition in hospital after he was attacked by a family dog in Malvern, west of Durban, last night. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says they rushed to the scene on Main Road, where they found the little boy seriously hurt.
Paramedics arrived on the scene to find chaos as they found the four-year-old little boy had sustained very serious dog bites to his body. Advanced life support paramedics worked to stabilize the child on scene before rushing him to a nearby hospital for the urgent care that he required. SAPS and SPCA arrived on the scene and handled the family pet, which was locked away. At this stage, the events leading up to the attack is unknown.
Eskom says the power system remains stable with sufficient capacity to meet the long weekend's demand. Ongoing planned maintenance continues at 15% of generation capacity, marking a 3.8% increase compared to the same period last year. Eskom's spokesperson Daphne Mugwena says a total of 3,948 megawatts will be returned to service before the evening peak on Tuesday to further stabilize the grid.
Currently, 8,974 megawatts of generation capacity is under planned maintenance. The planned capacity loss factor, UCLF, for the financial year to date, 1st to 17 April 2025, stands at 27.48%, improving by about 2.7%.
Moving abroad, Sri Lankan police have arrested a suspect after the gunman allegedly opened fire at a church at Manatapiya on Good Friday. No injuries were reported, but church windows were damaged. The incident comes as the country remains on high alert, marking 6 years since the deadly Easter bombings. Suicide bombers killed 279 people, including 45 foreigners, and injured more than 500 in a coordinated attack at three churches and three hotels. Police say yesterday's shooting may be linked to a personal grudge against the pastor. Your top story this hour: KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has called on communities to stand together and assist police in the fight against crime. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.